This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Really good for Chairman Kim and his country and for us. I think ultimately that's what's going to happen. That's where it's all leading. It doesn't mean we're doing it in one day or 2 days, but it's all leading toward a very, very big success.
All right, the summit's a wrap, and is it a very big success? That's being debated all over the country, and I say this show, America Tonight, I am the voice of reason, Kate Delaney. Welcome to it. Don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. We can talk about any of it and all of it if you like. What I care about is how it bounces to us in the suburbs, in the rural areas, all the way out through the Pacific Coast and wrapped around this great country. What we have now is we just went through the Michael Cohen hearings. There's debate about Jared Kushner and security clearances. The Sunday swirl, which is all the political talking heads focused on that and heading into a new week, the same thing. And then the Democrats tripping over themselves, to be honest, to run for president because they know it's wide open. One thing that Donald Trump did do is prove that anyone can run for president. You don't have to have a Harvard degree. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be steeped in politics. And that brings out some new faces that haven't been in politics very long on the Democratic side, and then some senior faces as well. So North Korea, though, for the president, is it a disappointing setback that there was no denuclearization deal? Did we really think that was going to happen, boom, like this in the second meeting? I didn't think that. I think they tamped down the expectations. Of course, that would be a ginormous, and that's a word, trust me, win if that had happened. He traveled to Vietnam, the president did. He did want a nuclear accord with Kim. He's spent some time building a personal relationship. And, of course, one of his foreign policy goals, in fact, probably the number one goal, was getting rid of the nuclear weapons in North Korea. So while Michael Cohen was testifying and taking up a lot of time during the day with his testimony on Capitol Hill, the summit then fell apart at the tail end of the last day. And the president was definitely a little subdued when he was at the podium during a press conference in Hanoi. It was moved up. And he said, sometimes you have to walk, and this was just one of those times. That's what he said to reporters before boarding Air Force One, coming back to Washington. And there were some praise. There was some praise from a few people about trying to broker a deal in the first place. The president said the North Koreans wanted the U.S. to lift all sanctions without making enough nuclear concessions. But the North Korean foreign minister didn't agree with that. He disputed that. He said that they wanted a partial sanctions relief in exchange for shuttering some nuclear facilities, that they were willing to have that kind of a deal. Now, Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, who ran against Trump, it was part of the whole gaggle of Republicans running, where Trump, of course, won and beat everyone and knocked him out. Senator Rubio, who has been sometimes critical of the president's foreign policy, and he's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, did tweet out, thankfully, POTUS didn't fall for a deal involving meaningless North Korean measures in exchange for meaningful U.S. concessions. And I would agree with that. Partial doesn't work here. It would have to be the whole kit and caboodle, if you know what I mean. One of the things that did come up was the American college student, Otto Warmbier, a 22-year-old who was imprisoned in North Korea. He was sent back to his family. You remember, sad. He was in a really comatose state and died when he got back. The president was asked about that and asked about human rights. And he said that Kim did not know about it. He wasn't involved in his death. He knew about the case, but he didn't know about it till later. And he said, specifically the president said when he was asked, big country, a lot of people, and in those prisons and those camps, you have a lot of people, and some really bad things happen to Otto, some really bad things. He got criticized for that because of, in some people's eyes, coddling Kim for what happened. But that wasn't going to go anywhere. And there wasn't much that was going to be said that was going to ease that once he got deeper into it. So major summits, U.S. presidents, foreign leaders, usually it's preordained, the heavy lifting, if you will. So before the Hanoi summit, the scope was limited because the president did want the one-on-one negotiations with Kim. They didn't get that. Nuclear weapons, the limits of what's going to happen there. I predict there'll be more meetings, and perhaps down the line that happens. One of the things the press did say was, to be clear, it wasn't a walkaway like you get up and you walk out. It was friendly. We definitely shook hands. There was a warmth that we have, and I hope that stays. I think it will, because we're positioned to do something very special. So keep an eye on North Korea, Pyongyang, and see what happens from here. They're going to continue the conversations. That was confirmed. And where do those conversations end up? We'll see in the next 2 years. Because then there's going to be an election, and is there going to be a changing of the guard, or will the Trump era continue? And do they wrap up some kind of a deal, make some kind of a deal before the election? Which would be huge, needless to say. You know, even Joe Biden said Trump did the right thing by walking away. So there was support certainly from Democrats and Republicans because they know to have a lame deal, to do give in to a partial sanctions and what do you get in exchange. So bravo to Biden for being honest about it and saying that. He did the right thing by walking away. That's it. You know, boom. It ended abruptly. It was about the sanctions. He wanted them lifted. They weren't going to be lifted. And that's where it ends. But I don't think it's over. Certainly not. Coming up, fair or foul. What else is going on around the country of interest? We'll bring our technical maestro in, Andy, and talk about some of what you're talking about, including a show called The Masked Singer, where basically you have singers that are well known to wear masks. I mean, the whole suit. And then they belt out tunes. They try to fool them. I guess that's how all that works. There was certainly some funny clips, anyway. That's not the only thing that we're talking about in Fair or Foul. So hang with us, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah.
All right, for a little fun, how about some Fair or Foul? Andy joins us now so that we can unveil the topics for Fair or Foul. One of them, Andy, is The Masked Singer. The winner of The Masked Singer was revealed. They really promoed this all over the place. And the winner this time around was, it's crazy. They had 12 different contestants. And the 12 different contestants were Joey Fatone, who was a rabbit, Rumor Willis, who was a lion, LaToya Jackson, an alien, Ricky Lake, a raven, Tori Spelling, a unicorn, Terry Bradshaw, a deer, Margaret Cho, a poodle. You get the idea here. And T-Pain won the competition. T-Pain dropped a new album right along with the finale and stumped the panel of celebrity judges. Jenny McCarthy, Robin Thicke, part of that, and some others. So how about it? The idea that you dress up completely in, like, as a mascot, and then you try to fool these judges, and it's supposed to be great TV. Do you think that's great TV, Fair or Foul?
Not really. I think Breaking Bad and The Sopranos and Game of Thrones and that kind of stuff is good television. I'm not a big fan of singing television shows, so I say foul.
I say foul, too. I'm not a fan of singing television shows either, but we are in the minority. The Voice, what are the other, some of the other shows? I can't even think of
American Idol.
Yeah. I mean, they still get pretty good ratings. And
I'd put Dancing with the Stars in there with it, too, like that type of style.
You're no kidding.
It's just like weird...
campy, something weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm a musician and stuff, but I think like the idea of like, you know, going to a concert or singing or playing music or going out to dance myself sounds like more fun. But if I'm like home, just want to watch stories and stuff like that. Not competitions all the time.
We're in the same boat. I don't like those either. I don't know why. I don't. I've never liked them. I don't really watch them. I might see a promo and I'm smart enough to know what's going on, but I don't pay attention to them either. And I don't know, in this audience there may be people who really like it, but I'm with you. I'd rather have a story. That's it. You and I are the same. I want to see a story. Give me a story, so that's why, and we like some of the same television shows, by the way, which some people might think are too violent, like Game of Thrones, which comes to an end here starting in April. But to me, that is, I like it. The whole Seven Kingdoms, the story, following the saga along, yeah, I like it.
Well, I mean, was Bill Shakespeare too violent?
Yes, Shakespeare was. Off of the head. Oh, The Taming of the Shrew. Yeah, no. It's, I agree.
I think they're more mature and less, like you said, campy. And I always pick has-beens, too. Like, why wasn't Bryan Cranston on there?
Yeah, why not? That's because probably they don't want to do it. But, yeah, why not? Who are the people that they have on? And it's like they have, it was like... Celebrity Apprentice, even. I wasn't a Celebrity Apprentice person. Yeah.
Just can't wait for the whole reality TV to be over.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, me too. I'm not. I agree. I'm not a reality person either.
I actually stopped watching television quite a while ago after streaming became popular.
So you watch Netflix, anything that's streaming?
Yeah.
All right, so I like it. How about this? Fair or Foul, there's a new Dr. Seuss book coming out this fall. It's going to be in bookstores on September 3rd. It's the unfinished manuscript by the late children's author, and it's the basis for Dr. Seuss's Horse Museum. Random House's children's books announced that illustrator Andrew Joyner completed the text, which has a look that's very Seussian, as they say, and wholly his own. The book features horse artwork by Pablo Picasso and Jackson Pollock, among others, and includes cameos from such Seuss favorites as The Grinch and The Cat in the Hat. Remember, Dr. Seuss, whose real name was Theodore Geisel, died in 1991. There was another release in 2015, What Pet Should I Get, which was a bestseller. So, Fair or Foul?
I guess I'd have to really see the book to see if it was a fair attempt, but historically, those things don't work out very well, where you try to finish a genius's work for them after they pass away.
I don't know. It looks pretty good to me, though. It looks good, but it is weird.
I mean, it might be good.
he's gone, so they're taking sort of this unfinished manuscript. I'm going to be a wait and see, too. I'm not going to be fair or foul until I see it. But I've seen clips of it, and it looks, it looks pretty good, is what I'll say. I think it looks pretty good, but I don't know. I agree with you.
What's it called?
Say the jury's out. It is called, the horse. What did I just say? I don't even know. I can't even remember. Dr. Seuss's Horse Museum.
I think it's such a fine line behind, like, honoring somebody who's passed away and then just riding on their coattails to, like, publish a book and make some money. Same, like, I mean, for example, like, Prince, like after he passed away, they did a his family or whoever was in charge of his estate did a bunch of things that he was vocal about not doing for his whole
and
life.
And they did it anyway.
And they did
yeah.
it. And they charged for the ticket.
Of course, because they're making money on it, right?
Yeah, now if this was like a big charity foundation where they're going to donate these books to like schools around the country or something, like I would be 100% on board whether or not it was a good project. But I'm sure that they're just... you know what? I'm just going to go with foul.
Wow, you just changed your mind. I'm going with foul. I'm on the fence. I want to see it first. I'm going to see it first. How about this one? Robots might soon make your FedEx delivery from Walmart, Target, and Pizza Hut. We've talked about this before, but it's for real. It's a 200-pound autonomous delivery bot, and it's already been delivered, and they've already tested it. It's the founder is the Segway inventor. The same day bot is named that because it helps retailers make same day last mile deliveries to local customers. FedEx is collaborating with AutoZone, Lowe's, Pizza Hut, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart. They're all doing it, and they're going to start testing the bots this summer in
Memphis. It looks
like
the Mars rover or something.
It does look like the Mars rover. It's just so weird, though. It would come to your door and just open up, and there you go. They're going to. You know, they're going to try. They really think it's going to work. I don't know. Fair or foul.
I'm ordering
a pizza. I want my pizza. Give me my pizza. That's hot.
I'm looking at pictures of it, and it could have like an oven in it to keep the pizzas warm. And, I mean, it just has maps in it. It's not like real AI or anything. Well, I suppose that kind of has to be.
Well, it is. It's got multiple cameras. It's got laser light technology. It's got machine learning algorithms so they avoid pedestrians and obstacles.
Can it learn to love?
It navigates curbs. No. I love you, man. Here's your pizza. Yeah, don't stiff me. I want a tip. What kind? And you won't have to tip them. Why? You don't have to tip a robot. We'd save money. There's an upside to everything. There you go, right? No tip for you, bot.
I'm sure FedEx would find some way, like a dollar slot, if you want to tip FedEx or something. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, don't be stingy.
I just don't see how they can give you hey, we'll deliver it. Remember, it used to be the whole pizza thing. We'll deliver it in 15 minutes. I think that could be risky. I don't know. I think it's strange.
It reminds me of the robot from Judge Dredd.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm going to say foul. I'm saying foul. I think it'd take too long. I'm not saying there can't be a futuristic idea of doing this, but if they're going to roll it out in the summer, I think they're going to have problems with it. I do, even if they really troubleshoot it.
I'm going to say fair.
Oh, lame. You're saying fair because you just don't want to tip. All right. Thanks, Andy. Hang with us, everybody.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump stopped and spoke to about 200 troops stationed at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska on his way back from his summit with Kim Jong-un.
You know, the best way to keep America safe is to keep America strong. And the stronger we get, the less likely it is that we'll have to use that strength. Right, generals?
Nuclear negotiations with North Korea will resume quickly following the collapse of President Trump's second summit with Kim Jong-un. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump must have the courage to do the same thing with China as he's done for North Korea. President must be willing to hold the line and walk away if China does not agree to meaningful, enduring structural reform of its unfair trading policy.
Just last week, President Trump said that the U.S. was closer than ever to reaching a trade deal with China and that he would hold a signing summit to seal the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the show. Calvin Cassidy's in our virtual green room right now. He's written an interesting book. It's called Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. And as soon as I heard the title of Calvin's book, it just intrigued me. I started to think, wow, there's a lot of places he could go with this for sure. So without further ado, let's go to Calvin. Hey, Calvin, thanks for popping on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you talk about bridging the gap. What is the gap? Tell us about the gap.
Okay, the gap is the space between belief. I guess you could simply say it's the space between believers and non-believers. But the gap, through my experience, I hope to be able to share with people and win people for Christ, because that seems to be, heaven is the ultimate goal. And, a lot of people, they look at that and if that makes Christianity worthwhile. I mean, I remember one time in a Bible study class, somebody said, you can't afford not to be a Christian because, So I'm hoping to plant some seed, through an experience. Because if you have an experience and you don't share it, what was the point of having it to begin with?
Boy, I so agree with that. And talk about having an experience. You had a near-death experience. Tell the listeners about that.
Okay, I was 19 years old. That was a long time ago. And I was involved in a car crash. And you don't see them like this much today because cars, I think, are probably safer. But it was one of these fire bombs, you know. And I was very, you know, very lucky to get out and then very lucky to survive. But I had a great blood loss, a heart stop, and the near-death experience. And, you know, I was drawn across that line between, you know, human and spiritual. And, you know, the trip was an ordeal in itself. And kind of when I look back on it, you know, I think it started out cold and equate that with sin and the sins of the world. But she was always moving forward, and people talk about the light. There indeed was a light, but the dampness of the situation, as you got closer to the light, you know, you began to feel warm and you knew at a point that you'd broken you know, you've broken your heavenly, your earthly bonds, and we're now, you know, on heaven's doorstep. And to just leave the devil and the sin behind was really remarkable. And then when you get, you know, just a taste, a snapshot of what's to come, it's just really remarkable. And I don't know how anybody could sit on that. I mean, but, you know, you got to find people that are going to listen. And that's tricky, too.
It is tricky, but I think it's important that you share that with everyone tonight. And that goes to Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. You can pick it up on Amazon.com because you talk about the gap. You also talk, I mean, and so you had this experience. So how could you not be changed by that? And you and I had an interesting conversation where you talked about this, and it was so powerful to me, and I want to share this with everybody. You said nobody talks about evil. And I started to look around after our conversation, and Calvin, you know what? You're right. How come nobody talks about evil?
Well, in retrospect to the whole thing, and I've been doing a lot of thinking just lately, you know, people don't want to hear the downside. They just don't. I mean, and you know, when people write books or they do interviews, you know, they always want to, you know, highlight the good, which is part of my belief system. I believe in highlighting the good, but you got to look at the world we live in today and think, you know, you start to do a spiritual assessment. And I look at life as a balancing act, where Christianity is on one side of the scale and the devil and sin are on the other side of the scale. And, you know, when you look out at the public that we live in today, you say, well, why are these things happening? And that's when you got to look people straight in the face and say, you know, it's just there. I mean, it's everywhere. And you know, as Christians, we have to be prepared, and we have to prepare, you know, the people that we care about, and, you know, and want to influence as many people as we can, because that's where we're at in the world today. We're in a world that's, you know, being overrun by sin. And so it's important for me to share my belief and my experience to kind of, you know, we got to bring people back. I mean, being a Christian is kind of uncomfortable these days. I mean, really it is. You're getting hit from all sides by all the countries, and we're just not, you know, I mean, you go to church and you think, man, I got to get revved up because I got a whole week ahead of me. I need all the help I can get.
I like that you're talking about that. I think it's true. We see this. I've had many conversations with other people who have said similar things. And you talk about how it feels to drop off the devil. What does it feel like when you drop off the devil?
It's great. It's an absolute great feeling, you know, and you have to, you know, people can constantly play things back, you know. We need an instant replay. Well, I mean, we're talking speed here because the transition, I'm sure, didn't take too long or I would have been dead, not just near dead. But there was that period, you know, and when you start that final journey, things are not, you know, you just feel, you know, you still got this devil and the sin just kind of creeping in, and then, you know, you feel kind of a little tug back, and, you know, but, you know, your spiritual self is saying you need to just keep moving forward. And eventually, you know, it's a pretty aggressive break, actually. And then you feel not, you know, it's gone. It's just completely gone. And your sins are gone, and, you know, and you're just looking, you know, looking forward to what's to come. And, you know, a lot of people are really afraid of death because they're afraid of the unknown. And a lot of loved ones don't want to give up their, you know, their parents, their children, or anything. And it's always going to be a traumatic experience. But, When I work with people like that or try to counsel people, I always remind them, you know, about the life that's been lived. And, you know, we can be a little bit stingy, but after all, you know, they've earned all people have earned their place or God wouldn't take them.
Oh, what a great sentiment. We're speaking with Calvin Cassidy, Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. He's written this powerful book and talks about things, as Calvin says, you know, there's some uncomfortable moments for Christians now. And he talks about things like we just mentioned, dropping off the devil and what that feels like. You and I also had a great conversation about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit represents what to you?
Well, it represents basically that, you know, it takes on a different meaning when you've been, you know, when you've been to heaven and you come back, you clearly understand what the Holy Spirit is. But the Holy Spirit, when you're alive, and it's very much a part of our earthly life, is, you know, it's what you've fall back on whenever when that fight with the devil gets tough. You know, you pray and the Holy Spirit gives you, it's that third part, you know, you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it's kind of the emotional part, that gives you that extra confidence to deal with difficult problems or even just decision making.
Yeah, well said. This is the book again is Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. We have about a minute left, Calvin, and I wanted to know what you hope people take away from reading your book.
Well, in an interview not long ago, the question was put to me like this: how do you live your best life? And this is kind of the same thing. The three things that I live by is: one, you believe in God; two, you search out your purpose or your mission in life and you live towards it; and the third thing, and this may be the most important, is you serve your fellow man and enjoy their growth, their successes, and their happiness.
I like it. It's a perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. We said it a couple times, but so you're not confused, go to Amazon.com. Calvin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for the opportunity.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Question, and one that I am serious, I talk about all the time on the air, you know that, and I talk about with my friends. Are you walking a financial tightrope without a safety net? Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are, and it's very tough to talk about for some people. So what's really interesting is this is a special week. February 25th through March 1st is America Saves Week. And what does that mean? Joining us now, she's in our virtual green room, as I'm fond of saying, green being the best color. Laura Guerrero joins us from Edward Jones Financial. She's an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Laura, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about that. I think a couple of things. I think a lot of times people get into trouble and they don't want to talk about it. And that's part of the problem, I think, surrounding money. Do you find that?
Yes, very much so. For many reasons, they might not want to talk about it. I think they just don't want to think about, obviously, their own demise. But also, I think that a lot of Americans are unaware of the many uses of life insurance. They don't know that life insurance can cover expenses like funeral costs, retirement income. income, estate considerations, estate taxes. And in fact, roughly one quarter of those surveyed were not able to identify any expenses covered by life insurance. So I think it's interesting when we think about, you know, all the things that could happen and how much we do care about our families, but yet we don't take the time to really protect them.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. And that's what I equate in the beginning, saying that money and life insurance and protections and things people don't realize. So one of the things you can do is educate yourself. And how do we educate ourselves? Tell us that some of the things that we can do that.
Well, I think it's really important for people to talk to their financial advisor about how life insurance can help protect what's most important to them. A financial advisor will go through their personal portfolio and needs and goals and make sure that they address everything that needs to be addressed. I think a lot of times people don't realize that financial advisors may be able to help in that area. And I think for the most part, it's just lack of awareness of where to turn for that type of information.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about America Saves Week, and we're speaking with financial expert Laura Guerrera. We're talking about that, the importance of protecting your financial goals and really kind of demystifying life insurance. So that's the key. I want to make sure we emphasize that again. What if we already have life insurance through the workplace?
That's a really good point. So a lot of Americans may have life insurance through the workforce, but they believe that that would be sufficient coverage, which in a lot of cases is not the truth. And so if you do have a policy through your employer, we encourage you to have your financial advisor review it and to see if it does protect you adequately. But also, you have to keep in mind that you may not be able to take that with you should you leave your job. And so I think that's another misconception. People think they're covered, but if they leave their jobs, they can't take that with them, so they lose that coverage.
Oh, yeah, that's good to make sure people are definitely aware of that. And I think it's one of those things, too, Laura, sometimes when you get it, you don't look at your policy. It makes sense to, and you say sit down with your financial advisor, it makes sense to go over it and know what it includes, right?
Exactly, and that's where the financial advisor can really add value. I've had quite a few people that think that they know what they have, but when we sit down and not just look at the policy, but we request what's called an in-force illustration to really look at the details of that policy, we uncover sometimes surprises that are not very good. So it's important to make sure that it's reviewed thoroughly.
Yeah, and then you talked about life insurance covering things like funeral costs, that kind of thing. Also, there's a lot of other uses people don't know. Can you tell us some of those?
So, yes, for more savvy investors that I work with, they are well aware of how to use life insurance for estate considerations, wealth transference. A lot of times people are not aware of how they can use that type of product to be able to ensure that their wealth is passed on to the next generation. And also charitable donations are another piece that life insurance is used for, and as well as educational costs.
Yeah, there you go. So we're speaking with Laura Guerrera, Edward Jones financial advisor, and I wonder why it is that people shy away from the term life insurance. What kind of advice do you what kind of advice do you have for those people to try to change their perspective that are listening to us right now?
That is a great question. I think that people shy away because, again, they're not sure of, where to turn to for more information, or they may just be afraid of really talking about their own demise. It's not, the most interesting topic to discuss. But I think that our role as financial advisors is to make sure that we not only grow their wealth, but we also protect it. And so it's a matter of me making sure that they do get out of that comfort zone and have that discussion so that we can properly address how we can protect their loved ones if something should happen to them. So
yes.
Again, people don't want to talk about it, but it's our job to make sure that we make them see the importance of it. And the other thing is sometimes people think that they're healthy and nothing's going to happen to them. But the reality is that you get this in case something does happen. And when you're healthy, that's the best time to actually get a policy.
Right, I absolutely agree with you 100%. I want to make sure we give you your due, and I wanted to ask you about this because you've had an exciting background. You're an accredited asset management specialist. You have that designation, and that's really quite something to get that. What does that mean for the people that are also listening to the show?
Well, thank you. It's important to make sure that you go with someone who has some sort of accreditation that is able to really discuss these issues with you, not just life insurance, but, you know, other types of anything that comes with wealth planning. It's important to get someone who has the knowledge and the expertise to be able to get the advice that you need to protect what's most important to you.
Yeah, and we started this out, and we'll say it again. According to this recent survey conducted by Edward Jones, 81% of Americans agree that their family is one of their most valuable assets, but less than half are protecting their family. Wow, was that shocking to you to see that?
That is very shocking. And also, we found that a third of Americans stated that life insurance is a low or not even a priority at all when starting a family. So when you think about how we spend so much time ensuring that our family and children are protected with seatbelts and helmets, and you wouldn't think of purchasing a car without airbags or brakes, right?
Right.
That should be the same about your financial strategy. It should also have protection against the unexpected.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we started this off, and I asked the question, and I got something on, something was sent to me and asked that same question, are you walking this financial tightrope without a safety net? And the answer is when you look at that number that you found in your survey, a lot of people are walking that financial tightrope. That has to add stress, and that's part of it, right? If you have a life insurance policy, that protects you from some of the stress that could actually kill us.
It sure does. And I can tell you from personal experience that the clients that at first hesitated but then finally got that policy, it just completely brought peace of mind. And you could see afterwards, after getting that policy, how they just knew that they had that protection for their family. And so that's really how we can add value as financial advisors.
Yeah, Laura, just personally for you, and because you see all kinds of things and work with all kinds of different people, it has to be gratifying, I would think, to make this a special week to talk about it, get the chance to do that, and make people understand or realize what it can really mean and try to help change that narrative and that perspective, is it?
Yes, it sure is. I think just being able to really get that awareness out there, make sure that people understand that there are options, and there's a lot of misconceptions. If we can educate them, then we'll make sure that they're protecting what's most important to them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Laura Guerrero, thanks so much for joining us. Again, Edward Jones, financial advisor. Look at it. Take a look at buying life insurance. It might seem daunting, but the benefits, as Laura just explained, are unbelievable. They just expound as we continue to talk about keeping our families safe. So, Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222. or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.